The following are excerpts from an article entitled "The U.S. is Not a Democracy, It Never Was" by Gabriel Rockhill. Nor, I might add, as Rockhill makes clear, was it ever intended to be. One of the most steadfast beliefs regarding the United States is that it is a democracy. Whenever this conviction wavers slightly, it is almost always to point out detrimental exceptions to core American values or foundational principles. For instance, aspiring critics frequently bemoan a loss of democracy due to the election of clownish autocrats, draconian measures on the part of the state, the revelation of extraordinary malfeasance or corruption, deadly foreign interventions, or other such activities that are considered undemocratic exceptions. The same is true for those whose critical framework consists in always juxtaposing the actions of the U.S. government to its founding principles, highlighting the contradiction between the two and clearly placing hope in its potential resolution. The problem, however, is that there is no contradiction or supposed loss of democracy, because the United States simply never was one. This is a difficult reality for many people to confront, and they're likely more inclined to immediately dismiss such a claim as preposterous, rather than take the time to scrutinize the historical record in order to see for themselves. Such a dismissive reaction is due in large part to what is perhaps the most successful public relations campaign in modern history. What will be seen, however, if this record is soberly and methodically inspected, is that a country founded on elite colonial rule based on the power of wealth, a plutocratic colonial oligarchy, in short, has succeeded not only in buying the label of democracy to market itself to the masses, but in having its citizenry and many others so socially and psychologically invested in its national origin myth that they refuse to hear lucid and well-documented arguments to the contrary. To begin to peel the scales from our eyes, let us list patent reasons why the United States has never been a democracy. To begin with, British colonial expansion into the Americas did not occur in the name of the freedom and equality of the general population or the conferral of power to the people. Those who settled on the shores of the New World, with few exceptions, did not respect the fact that it was a very old world indeed, and that a vast indigenous population had been living there for centuries. As soon as Columbus set foot, Europeans began robbing, enslaving, and killing the native inhabitants. Second, when the elite colonial ruling class decided to sever ties from their homeland and establish an independent state for themselves, they did not found it as a democracy. On the contrary, they were fervently and explicitly opposed to democracy, like the vast majority of European Enlightenment thinkers. They understood it to be a dangerous and chaotic form of uneducated mob rule. For the so-called founding fathers, the masses were not only incapable of ruling, but they were considered a threat to the hierarchical social structures purportedly necessary for good governance. It is in this context that Patrick Henry flatly proclaimed the most lucid of judgments: "It is not a democracy." George Mason further clarified the situation by describing the newly independent country as a despotic aristocracy. George Mason, by the way, was a delegate to the U.S. Constitutional Convention of 1887, who refused to sign the Constitution. When the American Republic slowly came to be relabeled as a democracy, there were no significant institutional modifications to justify the change in name. In other words, and this is the third point, the use of the term democracy to refer to an oligarchic republic simply meant that a different word was being used to describe the same basic phenomenon. In spite of certain minor changes over time, the U.S. Republic has doggedly preserved its oligarchic structure, and this is readily apparent in the two major selling points of its contemporary Democratic publicity campaign. The establishment and its propagandists regularly insist that a structural aristocracy is a democracy because the latter is defined by the guarantee of certain fundamental rights, legal definition, and the holding of regular elections, procedural definition. This, of course, is a purely formal, abstract, and largely negative understanding of democracy, which says nothing whatsoever about people having real, sustained power over the governing of their lives. Multivariate analysis indicates, according to an important recent study, that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independent influence. The results provide substantial support for theories of economic elite domination, but not for theories of majoritarian electoral democracy. To take but a final example of the myriad ways in which the U.S. is not and has never been a democracy, it is worth highlighting its consistent assault on movements of people power. Since World War II, it has endeavored to overthrow some 50 foreign governments, most of which were democratically elected. It is also, according to the meticulous calculations by William Blum in America's deadliest export, democracy, grossly interfered in the elections of at least 30 countries, attempted to assassinate more than 50 foreign leaders, dropped bombs on more than 30 countries, and attempted to suppress populist movements in 20 countries. The record on the home front is just as brutal. To take but one significant parallel example, there is ample evidence that the FBI has been invested in a covert war against democracy, beginning at least in the 1960s and likely continuing up to the present. The Bureau extended its earlier clandestine operations against the Communist Party, committing its resources to undermining the Puerto Rico independence movement, the Socialist Workers Party, the Civil Rights Movement, Black Nationalist Movements, segments of the Peace Movement, the Student Movement, and the New Left in general. In the case of the Black Panther Party and the American Indian Movement, which were both important attempts to mobilize people power to dismantle the structural oppression of white supremacy and top-down class warfare, the FBI not only infiltrated them and launched hideous smear and destabilization campaigns against them, but they assassinated 27 Black Panthers and 69 members of the American Indian Movement and subjected countless others to the slow death of incarceration. If it be abroad or at home, on the home front, the American secret police is extremely proactive in beating down the movements of people rising up, thereby protecting and preserving the main pillars of white supremacist capitalist aristocracy. Rather than blindly believing in a golden age of democracy in order to remain at all costs within the gilded age of an ideology produced specifically for us by well-paid spin doctors of a plutocratic oligarchy, we should unlock the gates of history and meticulously scrutinize the founding and evolution of the American Imperial Republic. There is a radical America just below the surface of these nationalist narratives, an America in which the population autonomously organizes itself in indigenous and ecological activism, black radical resistance, anti-capitalist mobilization, anti-patriarchal struggles, and so forth. It is this America that the corporate republic has sought to eradicate, while simultaneously investing in an expansive public relations campaign to cover over its crimes with the fig leaf of democracy. Indeed, if the United States is not a democracy today, it is in large part due to the fact that it never was one. Far from being a pessimistic conclusion, Rockwell concludes, however, it is precisely by cracking open the hard shell of ideological encasement that we can tap into the radical forces that have been suppressed by it. These forces, not those that have been deployed to destroy them, should be the ultimate source of our pride in the power of the people. That was an article from Gabriel Rockhill entitled "The U.S. is Not a Democracy, It Never Was." Gabriel Rockhill is a Franco-American philosopher and cultural critic. He is an associate professor of philosophy at Villanova University. The much longer article can be found on the Counterpunch webpage. A more sustained argument can be found in his new book, A Counter History of the Present.